Hello, my name's Rosemary Cooper-Clark, and in this audio I'm going to talk about how you can ensure that your appraisal is really successful and positive. Why? Because using this structure for preparing and conducting your appraisal will ensure that your line manager knows what your goals are and will help you to achieve them. So here are my tips. First of all, before the appraisal, preparation. Look at your job description and prepare examples of all the great things that you've done that will demonstrate that you have more than fulfilled each of the items. Research the market and find out how many other opportunities there are out there, what their salary ranges are, how attractive the market might be. Now, this isn't so that you can threaten to leave or, use it to leave. It's just to demonstrate that you have an awareness of the external environment. Then, if your organisation has a competency framework, look at the next level up and develop your own evidence of how you've achieved that level. And finally, what positive feedback can you collect from those around you that you can use during the appraisal as recommendations and testimonials and evidence again? Now, during the appraisal, first of all, focus on your strengths and show how they align with both your line manager's goals and the organisation's. Focusing on strengths keeps it positive. Be specific about what you want to achieve in the next year and ask your line manager to support you. So ask the question, what do I need to demonstrate to you to show that I can? And whatever your goal is, whether that's a promotion or anything else. Then the next question is, how will you take this forward when I am whatever you've delivered by, and then put a time into it? So the question could be, for example, so if I demonstrate that I can deliver 10,000 more sales by October, you will help me get to the next promotion. So get a goal and a commitment. And then we come to after. After the appraisal, send an email, outline your discussions, your agreements and the goals, being specific as possible, and ask for regular reviewed support sessions. That will show your line manager that you're interested, and it will keep him and, dare I say it, you focused on achieving those goals and working to that target. So good luck, and until next time, Rosemary Cooper-Clark.